Welcome back to Two Way Talk here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. Anthony?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is an issue. And we're giggling because sometimes it's Friday. We want to end on a very light note.
Right. Fun.
Fun note. But this is serious. I think this is serious.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
It can be.
Yes.
But I mean, with us, it's probably not. But since these are celebrities,
yes,
we're going to be serious, okay?
Yeah, very
Let's
serious.
Get our serious.
Very serious.
So Will Smith and Jada Pinkett had opened up and admitted that she really never believed in a conventional marriage.
Ooh.
And that they've always had an open marriage. Now, I particularly don't believe that.
You don't think so?
Well, because when he first pursued her, she kind of threw him off.
Mm-hmm.
And he really pursued her. Now, I don't know what might have caused the open relationship because I really don't get into that gossip crap with these celebrities. But just being a woman, I think that something would have had to happen for her to all of a sudden want to have an open relationship.
I'm telling you, they have been talking a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
People have been saying Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have had an open relationship from the beginning.
Mm.
And he was very catchy there in the beginning.
Right.
Very. Didn't want to talk about it. None of your business. Blah, blah, blah. And then come to find now, Jada had a little she had a relationship on the side. And the guy told it all.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not talking about this. This is not true. Come to find out, it was all true. And then Will Smith sat down with GQ Magazine, and he spilt it all. He said, as a matter of fact, Jada has never wanted a conventional marriage.
I don't know.
It's all very questionable. Now, our question to you, the listeners of Two Way Talk, is about an open marriage. Is it something that can work? And honestly, for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, it seems like it has worked, but it seems like it's not working now.
Yeah.
Things are starting to get real sticky and questionable.
I honestly think, and like I said, I don't know. Maybe I should follow this kind of stuff, but I honestly think that they had so much wrapped up into their marriage financially, that it was easier to me just to say, okay, look, instead of breaking up and going through all this, this is mine, this is yours, let's just have an open relationship, keep all our finances intact, and just do it like that. Now, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating, but...
Mm-hmm. But does it really work? Can you be in a good, healthy, open relationship? I'm just wondering.
Can you?
Could you?
Yeah.
I was going to say no. I have not been known, and I'm about to admit something on the air to a lot of listeners. I have not always been known to be the most faithful person in relationships.
Okay.
I'm not saying
But
that,
if you were married,
yes,
really.
If I was married.
If you took the time to just marry somebody, do you think that an open relationship would work for you? Stop looking at me like that.
I think it would work. I think it could work. The question is, could I be mature enough to make it work? Would I be jealous? You're spending too much. You're my husband or wife, and you're spending so much time with this other person.
Right.
Would it become a problem? Would I be able to say it works, but practically, could I make it work?
Right.
I'm just not sure.
I couldn't.
You could really?
No.
You're so clear.
I couldn't. And I've never been married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be married, right? And I've always had the thought of getting married, and I'm sure most people do, but I've always had the thought of getting married to that person that I know will be willing to work it out if anything started to go awry.
Yes.
So I never wanted to be forced into divorce or anything like that. I wanted to marry somebody mindful that could stick in there, work it out, go to counseling or whatever. So I know that if we added a third person into that, then it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for me.
Third, fourth, fifth person.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be...
Yeah, it wouldn't be able to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And I have been known to be a little jealous, but...
But what's so funny to me is I have a lot of friends who are cheating on their prospective husbands and wives.
This is live radio.
They cheat. They cheat like crazy. But if you tried to convince them to be in a relationship, the men are screwing everything that moves, but they wouldn't want their wife to even look at somebody.
Now, that's the double standard.
Double standard.
Because if a woman, first of all, a woman is going to be a little bit more crafty, I think, about it. I think so.
No, I think you're right.
But you're right. In a relationship, a man will go up in arms if he finds out that his woman is cheating, but he expects the woman to forgive and forget, you know, while the other woman. Wait, did you see? I digress. Did you see the post on Facebook where the woman posted a picture of the other woman?
Yes.
On her lawn and said, I sleep with people's husbands on my lunch break.
She was vindictive.
She was very vindictive. That's the trauma of it.
Yeah,
you can't just get past it and say, "Oh, he cheated, she cheated." Mm-hmm. I'm a forgiver. It's not that easy. I can't imagine that it's that easy because that's a very intimate and personal thing that you have with your husband or even your boyfriend that you don't want nobody to share. You don't want to share
now.
That.
If you had Will Smith,
first of all, I would not have Will Smith. But go ahead.
I'm not even going to say that. But I just wonder if you were married to Will Smith or you were married to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Why would you
cheat?
I understand your question now.
I guess I understand that cheating really isn't about relationships or it's not about how cute your partner is or anything. It's about power and getting something else from that relationship that you're not getting in your current relationship.
So let's go to another star, Halle Berry. Halle Berry has had, 3 or 4 marriages? And I always used to ask myself, all men, when they think about their perfect woman, they would say, Halle Berry. What would make those men cheat on Halle Berry? Or treat her whatever way they treated her.
I think she's crazy.
Oh, you
do? I do. I think that they talk about her, isn't it terrible? We are just gossiping about these celebrities. But that she makes you take your shoes off when you come in the house. All of her furniture's white. The carpet's white. All the cabinets are white. And she hates dirt. I think she's driven these men crazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she's beautiful. She's wonderful to look at. But at the end of the day, if you go in the bathroom...
You just hit another thing. A lot of men are marrying because of what they see on the outside. Mm-hmm. And then when they get them home, they bet, you know what, crazy.
We have a bunch of callers on the line. People want to...
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith.
Yeah, Jada Pinkett's gone. Now, we have people who want to weigh in on the conversation. So let me just ask you again. Do you believe in open relationships? Can they work? And if you don't believe in them, tell us why. Or if you do believe in them, tell us why. I want to know it all.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you're thinking. Let's go to Linda. Linda, always great to hear from you. Welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Daddy said there'll be days like this.
All right.
Okay. Days like this, Daddy said.
Daddy said.
Hey, man. I tell you, it is crazy. Honey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Hey, look, I ain't sharing my husband with nobody.
Oh, honey, right.
Somebody mess with my husband, honey, the laying on of hands is going to go
I
in
know,
the operation.
That's right, Miss
okay?
And if anybody can lay hands, it's you.
So, Linda, look, you would not be even consider an open relationship.
Oh, no, indeed. What my God has blessed me with.
Hey.
Baby, honey, tall, handsome, godly, honey.
Come on.
And honey, no way, Jose.
Okay, hey. I get it.
Thank you, Miss Linda.
Thank you, Miss Linda. Let's go to Jeff from Pasadena. Jeff, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
Hey, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Kara.
Hey, Jeff.
Glad you're feeling better, Kara.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to Tavon. Real quick on this thing, what exactly is this about? In other words, they're married, but yet they're okay, like with each other going out with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do either of you, by any chance, know how I can get in touch with Jada? Y'all have a good weekend.
See you too. Jeff. Thank you for that laugh.
That was good.
And you know what was, I guess, me and you talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but the guy that she went off and had her little fling with, he was 29.
He was young.
And she was 50.
Oh.
My boys, my twins, would tie me up and beat me. Do you hear me? Because
really,
my twins,
they would be that concerned about you being with
me. My twins are 28. And if I was
with a 29-year-old, they'd be upset with you?
Oh, my gosh, they would have a fit. And my daughter, oh, my goodness, yes. Oh,
I don't understand. I think it's okay. Now, maybe I'm too permissive. But I think it's okay if you were dating a 29-year-old. As long as you had something in common with them and something more than hot sheets in the bedroom. But that you had some, and he made you happy, made you laugh, you know, had the same goals.
I don't think
goals.
That would be, right, there you go. I don't think that we would have the same goals.
Oh.
Because at this point in my life, I'm doing new goals.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I've already done my goals. At 29, he's probably just
starting,
and yeah. No, I don't think I could do that.
Folks, we want you to call. We have about 15 minutes left. We want to know what you think about open relationships. Jada Smith and Will Smith have, I guess, rocked the tabloids and Twitter and social media by admitting that they have an open relationship. Now, granted, I will tell you, in Hollywood, everybody knew they had an open relationship.
Yeah,
people knew. Women were talking about the fact that they had slept with Will Smith. They were in movies with him and had one or two night flings with him. So it was an open secret.
So that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if something caused this. Like, did he cheat? And like I said, they just didn't want to get a divorce, maybe because of the kids or the finances.
But do you call it cheating? What they're doing?
No, I mean, in the beginning, because I honestly do not believe that they started out with an open relationship.
He says that she never wanted a conventional marriage.
But even though she said that, does that mean that he gave in the beginning?
Oh, I don't know. It's very interesting.
It is, because I remember when they first got married, it was like the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that just seems like a conversation that you would have before, especially as a woman. You know, you want to remain your power or whatever. That just seems like a conversation you would have before you get married.
If you're in an open relationship, give us a call. Tell us about it. Tell us what about an open relationship attracts you and makes your relationship stronger. 410-319-8888. Bud is calling from Baltimore. Bud, welcome to... Man. Hey.
Y'all keep on. Y'all gonna get censored. Y'all gonna be talking about heroin and relationships and sex.
All kind of stuff.
Woo. Keep playing with them people. But, I ain't no open relationship. I'm in a broken relationship.
See,
I had to pull over. Oh my God!
Oh,
man, I just consumed all my savings for this girl. She threw wine and pulled out a knife on me.
Ooh,
man! Yeah. Oh my God!
Now, would you though, would you be in an open relationship if a woman told you from the beginning, we don't have to be monogamous? You can see as many people.
I think that would have been better.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why I said I think that was a conversation they should have had from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how she was.
Gangsta, y'all should man, y'all show gangsta radio. Gangsta.
It's only on Fridays, bud.
Only on Fridays in the last segment.
Black look beautiful. Keep up the good damn work.
Thank you,
sir. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne's calling from Baltimore City. Always great to talk to you, Dwayne.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, this is not the typical show I would call in on, but you know, I think the bigger question is, you know, what kind of society do we want to have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, whatever floats your boat, really. But if there's a bigger question to ask, that would be, you know, what kind of society do we want to have? Do we want to have a society where people can just, you know, be with whoever they want to be, even though they're in a bonded relationship? Or do we want to totally get rid of the whole idea of monogamous relationships and people just, you know, do their own thing however they want to do it? If they have an agreement that, well, hey, we can do that, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But what do you think? What do you think, Dwayne?
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I was brought up in a more, you know, in an earlier time where I believe in just a one-on-one type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if I met somebody and they was about, you know, they wanted to be open, then, you know, I would just have to let them do their thing, and I go find somebody that wants to align with the values that I aspire to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I think it's all about the individual, you know, but you have to be man enough or woman enough to be forthcoming with what you really want or what you don't really want, and not be afraid and have courage to move on to find what you're really looking for.
Because that's a
so
great
many
point.
People don't have the courage to move on.
Great. That's great so point.
True. That is so true.
That is. So like he said, you can't be afraid that maybe I'm not going to get another man, mm-hmm. or maybe I'm not going to get another woman, so I'll just go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. But my question is, if you knew that a person wanted an open marriage, why get married? Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make sense
to me. I don't
understand.
Other than, let me tell you, there are certain things about marriage that I think people like. There are certain things about being in a relationship, the support. Legally, there are certain things marriage is mm-hmm. a benefit of. But then there are other things that are very restricting. And he said, marriage should not be restrictive.
He did say that. I read that, yes.
I mean, and so what he's saying is, look, I don't mind being in a marriage as long as I have the freedom to do what I want to do. He said, because sometimes you'll see someone, you'll be very attracted to the person, but you suppress that because you're in a marriage. He doesn't believe in suppressing that.
Well, that's an issue. That's an issue, because if you want...
But it's not an issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to suppress those kind of feelings, don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get married. I mean,
what if he loves her? What if he loves Jada?
Love her from afar,
mm-hmm.
and do whatever you do with her, mm-hmm. and do whatever you want to do with that person that you find. I don't understand the reason to go through the whole ceremony, getting married, the legal thing, if you know that your partner wants an open relationship and you do too. It just don't make sense to me. So tell us what you think. 410-319-8888. I don't think that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wanda, sweet wine. Welcome to Two-Way Talk.
I knew someone who knew Jada personally.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with her, and she was so upset when she was getting ready to marry Will, because she basically said how she pursued him and just kind of stole him from
That's right, because he was married. Right. Yep, mm-hmm. that's right.
Right, and she was so embarrassed about how she pursued him. So, I believe that Jada might feel like that, because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, I don't know any of her history, but sometimes when girls are not, you know, if they're not loved by their father, you know, this, that, and the third, they're impossible to please.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get, you know, if you want to have a million, women typically don't want to go for that.
Mm.
And what happened to catching stuff? The people,
right.
that not,
that's so true.
That not on the
agenda.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't even want you kissing me, drinking behind in my cup.
Right.
So you sleeping around all around Hollywood? No.
But I mean, Absolutely but not. Honestly, Wanda, there are ways to protect yourself, right? There are ways to not catch things, diseases or other things. You can protect yourself.
But they're still kissing and just like The Bachelor, all of that stuff.
Yes, Wanda, I agree.
I can't stand to watch it because I can't stand to see them kissing a lot of people. And, I mean, it's just I'm getting to be an old girl now. So,
no, I agree.
I just can't understand it, but mm-hmm. I believe when they say that Jada was for it, just based on just some information that I've received from people that know her intimately and who have stayed at her house and, you know, that went to, you know, when she lived in California and, you know, and she was just so disgusted with her behavior.
Oh, so, wow.
Mm. Yeah, that was what she said to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you, Wanda. We have a clip we want you to listen to, and then we'll be back on the other side of this clip.
Red Table Talk confirming that Jada had a relationship with another man when the duo was separated. Take a look.
One of Hollywood's most beloved couples, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, addressing together a shocking chapter of their marriage.
So that's what we're going to start with. Is a very personal journey.
Yeah.
That became very public.
In this episode of Red Table Talk, a series hosted by Pinkett Smith, known for its candid conversations, she let her husband ask the tough questions.
So what happened, Jada?
Following weeks of speculation, the superstars confirming that while the two were briefly separated, Jada entered a relationship with singer August Alsina.
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August, that's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship.
The 51-year-old actor opening up about the extramarital romance.
I wasn't sure I was ever going to speak to you again.
I know.
Yeah, like, the fact that I'm speaking to you again is a miracle.
When couples get to the point where they are done with their marriage...
That's very interesting. I wasn't sure if I was going to speak to you again.
I saw that Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they both play too much.
Mm.
They just play too much.
But it works for them.
Evidently, it works for them.
But isn't that funny? He said, I wasn't sure I was going to speak to you again. Mr. Open Relationship,
right.
Open Marriage,
right.
Mad because his wife
had an entanglement. That's that double standard. Entanglement. I couldn't think of the word earlier. Yeah, because that's that double standard.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm pouting. She really let him have it on that Red Table Talk,
oh,
too.
She?
Oh, yeah. She let him know that, you know, from the beginning, this whole marriage has been all about you.
Oof.
Yeah, she let him have. I saw that Red Table Talk, yeah. Mm. And he kind of got quiet.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That Will Smith. Anyway, Lisa, new caller, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. This is my first time ever calling in, but I do think that open relationships can work. It mm-hmm. really depends on the two people. There has to be a level of maturity and communication. Actually, communication and intimacy is even greater because there's a level of trust and openness and vulnerability that goes along with that
mm-hmm.
if you have the right people involved. And going along with that, I've been to other countries like Africa where I've seen polygamy. And it was very beautiful. The relationships were very beautiful. So based on that, I believe it can work, but it does take a certain type of person.
It does take a certain amount of maturity. It does take a certain amount of honesty to be in that relationship.
Yeah.
You can't cover up and be doing your little dirt some other way and not admitting to it. If you're in an open relationship, you've got to be in an open relationship.
And that takes strength. I'm telling you, that takes strength.
Kara, I think that you are much more open to this than
you
are.
I wouldn't. It's no way. I'm like the lady. Wanda Sweetwine, me and you are here. If you can see me pointing to my eyes.
Let's go back to the phones. Tony's calling from Baltimore. Tony, give us your thoughts.
Hey, great show. Thank you. All of what they're talking about is BS, to be honest with you. I dated a young lady. I liked her a lot. And before we would leave her house, she'd kiss her dad right on the lips. You know, okay, dad, have a good night, mom. And she'd kiss this guy right on the lips. And it was like, that just ended the date for me right
there. Really?
Yeah, because it was like, you know, dude was like 300 pounds, very hairy. And I felt like I was kissing him when I kissed her. So that was her father, you know, responsible for her being on the planet. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I think there's some psychological thing going on. If you watch this, I think it's just a role reversal. She's the dominant personality in the relationship. I think he loves her to his core.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's kind of settling the way a lot of women have settled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women, they love the man more than the man loves them.
That's true.
And they make every kind of excuse under the planet because he's a dog. Mm-hmm. I think in this case, she's the dog in the relationship.
Yeah.
And I might put up with it too. You know, if I had $300 million, I got to leave 150 behind for her.
Mm.
You know, so I might be in an open relationship too to hold on to my money. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
that could be a defense mechanism for him because she made the decision to have an open relationship. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think you're giving men enough credit.
Really?
Yes, I think that in an open relationship, if two people are being honest,
mm-hmm.
they are very honest to say, I love you and I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean I love you less.
Right.
I just happen to love both of you.
That's fine.
And I think that it's possible.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying it's not possible with me. That's all I'm saying. It's not possible with me. I'm a one man without mm-hmm. another woman. Mm-hmm. Woman.
There are some rules. Let's go to CJ. CJ, welcome to Two Way Talk.
How you doing, fool?
How you doing?
I think they're both nympho.
Oh. Will and Jada.
Yeah. They're both nympho.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, it's all about the sex.
Wow.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think men can be nymphomaniacs. I think that's just for a woman.
Really? Why?
That's just the definition in the dictionary.
Oh, okay. So, folks, so we got to get out of here.
Yes.
But you know what? There's a lot that we didn't touch on because we're on public radio.
Right.
And we want to be careful. But I'm telling you, we're gonna talk about this someday. There are different kinds of relationships.
Yeah.
And I believe we're animals at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We are animals. Animals are not necessarily monogamous.
No, they're not.
They have
There are some animals that are monogamous.
I don't even believe they're monogamous. I think they lie. I think they lie. Dogs have more than one.
Right.
Oh, anyway.
Yes.
We need to go. They're like, stop right there.
Great, great week.
Great week.
Two-Way Talk is a production of WEAA, Radio 88.9 FM here on the campus of Morgan State University, produced by Justina Pollard and engineered by Sean McBean. Stay tuned for the Morgan News Hour with Randy Reed and Demi Goff. Please join Two-Way Talk Monday for another great conversation. Good night.